With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice.
What is it from?
97.3. Oh, it's fine. You guys trying to figure out what you recognize this song from?
Yeah, I just...
That drum sound. Just, what is that from?
It sounds very, very familiar. Mm. I need some time to think
about
that.
It's like a drum program or something, but that sound is... it's another hit that we play.
That you recognize.
Absolutely.
Text us. 800-400-3697. It's called clappy.
Yeah, the clappy sound. What is that from?
I don't know.
All right, never mind.
That's not familiar.
Who knows? What's
God,
the difference?
She's so damn
she
good.
Is great.
God.
Kelly
That's quite
Clarkson,
a little performance
everyone.
There.
She's fantastic.
Yes, yeah, she is.
All right, we're in week two of our grand prize 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta. This week, it's a qualifying prize of Coldplay tickets. Human Coldplay tickets. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins Coldplay tickets for October 4th at Levi's Stadium and is in the running for 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta.
You going to hook up a Coldplay show with Olivia maybe someday?
Mm.
Oh. Think about that.
Why don't you pursue that
How
if you have a
that?
Mini crush on her?
How about that?
How about that?
Cash me outside.
Oh, she's out of here.
Rachel's out. Over.
Where's Olivia?
We're on to Olivia now.
Yeah.
How about Olivia? What are you going to do?
Nothing. You know me.
Yeah, we
Nothing.
Do.
Yeah, but this is your chance.
Right. Well, let me see. I think that concert falls on like Tuesday or Wednesday. It's tough. It's hot out there.
You're the guy who goes out anytime,
yeah,
day or night.
Besides, for you take time off anytime you want. What's the difference?
Yeah, take the next day off.
All right, well,
take Olivia out.
Yesterday we turned to you, gone. We're like, where the hell?
He's just like, hey, I think he left like 2 minutes ago. Not today, though.
We had to talk about that this morning.
Oh, you
good.
Did?
Oh. Easy. You're in trouble.
Yeah, right. Trouble.
In trouble, human.
Right.
Hey, so listen to this beat, right? I was thinking maybe this. Maybe it is that clap
That's
for close. Sure.
Yeah, that sounds
yeah, yeah.
like it, yeah.
People are texting in, though. They have Nelly Furtado.
I thought it was Nelly Furtado, too.
Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado.
Oh, Furtado.
I like Nelly Furtado.
Lady Marmalade.
Furtado.
It must just be a program they use in all these
yeah,
pop songs.
Same clap town. And...
All right.
Clap town for Furtado.
All right. Did you say Furtado?
He did.
We said that before on the show.
Furtado.
Like, just like Reese or Orch.
Retardo.
No.
That's wrong.
It is wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. We saw Pete at Clusterfest. Yeah, he was high AF.
This is
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson from
we
SNL.
Saw Pete Davidson live at Cobb's, and he was so high on pills, it was awful.
Aww.
Really glad to hear he's sober now. Yeah, I guess like our rock stars, you know, that can either loosen them up to the point where they're excellent or... They go too far, and
yeah.
The show's over.
Well, you know, that's anybody who's a slave to drugs and alcohol. You think it's getting you, you think it's making you great. You think it's all working, or maybe you've even got the cocktail down, and then suddenly it's running you, and things aren't going quite so great.
I know I've told you this story, but the most profoundly wasted person I've ever seen perform and pull it off was the time that I was in Tijuana... Watching Porno for Pyros play. So it was Perry Farrell, but it wasn't Jane's. And he was so wasted, some guy crawled along the stage on his hands and knees, down by Perry's knees, grabbed a hold of him and held him up for the rest of the show. And we're all like, we can see you. What? But he finished. He sang every song. It was actually surprisingly he pulled it. Because a big man was down on the ground holding him up.
When he needed to sit, did he just sit on the guy's back?
There was no sitting. He did the whole show. Perched. The guy had him above the knees.
Great. He was like one of those. Remember those little clip-on animals you used to put on your pencil?
Yeah.
Like the legs and arms.
Yes, exactly right.
You right in there. I can see that working. You're not familiar with those, are you?
I'm not.
Yeah, you have to be our age. We used to clip them on our pens and pencils. Little, just like koala bears, pandas.
Mm-hmm.
Little animals to clip on your pencil.
It's adorable.
Someone gave a good suggestion for Kelly Clarkson.
What?
Christina Aguilera's Ain't No Other Man.
I don't know if we play. I don't know that song, though.
Oh, that is a hit song. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
killer horns.
Do I know that?
Yeah, you know it.
Nah, it's not the same.
It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm here all day.
But that has the same groove, you know, for sure.
707 says, a few weeks ago, Vinny talked about the Frosty Paw treats he used to get for Willa.
Yeah.
I went and found some. Our dog Tucker is a big fan. Well, that's the thing is those Frosty Paws are great, but they come four in a pack and they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started putting yogurt in these little cups because it's basically the same and it's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm sorry if I started Tucker on a new habit, it can get pricey.
I love the name Tucker.
Someone actually did that. I think it was Kathy, one of our listeners. She did a video of her dog. She poured him in the ice trays and then gave it to her dog. Licking him up.
My mom hated that I named my daughter Riley. My mom wanted me to find alternative spelling so no one would think she were a boy. It's weird that people, I guess people just, especially if your family, feel fine crushing you.
Right. Like, that's a name, man. Stop
you know,
it.
It's the, bro, well, that's it, too. It's like, it's already done. It's like that tattoo somebody gets, and you're all,
oh, you know what you should have done,
dude,
is...
that looks so dumb. Thanks, but it's there.
It's permanent, and
it's
I appreciate
not...
your support.
Next time, just...
Yeah, if you're dumb enough to get a really bad tattoo, though, you should get called out on it.
Oh, come on!
It's different than a name.
Is it?
Yes.
How so?
You can get that removed. And if enough people crap on your name, you can get a change when you're 18. So don't worry about
God.
It.
Oh, man.
Maybe it'll encourage you to not get another crappy tattoo.
Listen to you go.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm the one who called you out on that horrible mermaid tattoo you had up for all those years. But now it looks great because you've worked it in. It's all being eaten by an octopus or... whatever you got wrapped around it over there. I actually love the artwork you have now. It's great. But that one, you have to admit.
You don't
oh my
think
God.
I knew that was a bad tattoo? You don't think I knew?
I needed to remind you.
You don't all. Think I already knew the drunk guy that gave me that tattoo
so you think
did
that,
a bad job.
You think you shouldn't be tortured for it just because
what
you
I
knew.
What I think I should have done is if I wasn't so young at the time, I would have gotten up and walked out of there. But I was in a... place where there were just biker gang dudes. This was like old tattoo type place where biker gang dudes all over the place, and I'm just me all, hey, how you doing?
I'm sure this will go perfectly well.
I was alone. I didn't bring anybody with me. I don't know what that is.
God, what were you thinking?
Why can't I ever bring anybody to back me up? Pull me out of some place.
And for all the things
what
you
is
that
wrong
he
with
throws
me?
His hands up in the air and runs out of. Like, I can't believe that wasn't one of the places. You must have been wasted too. You know what?
I wasn't.
Leave?
You know what? I wasn't.
Oh, God.
I'd love to tell you I was. I wasn't.
Well,
I
was
actually sober at that time. This was my like early 20s.
I need to go to the bathroom real quick.
No.
Where's the cartoon sound of the guy running? There it is. Yeah, there it is.
510 says, Pat Riley equals Celtic killer, enemy of Boston. That's why John's family doesn't like the name. The coach of the Lakers, I'm sure they weren't thinking about the...
I don't think that figured in. I don't even remember if they were Celtics fans.
Well, they had to be Celtics fans, but I'm sure it wasn't about Pat Riley.
I don't ever recall having a conversation about basketball with anybody in his family.
Well, they're from Boston. They'll fist fight you over anything.
Sure, I suppose that's true.
You talk bad about the Celtics, it's on. Or Bob Pizza, or the Pats, or Tommy.
Well, everyone's in agreement there, so there is no fighting over that.
Right.
Want to go watch a Pats game down and get a bar pizza? All right, great. Sounds good. No fight, no argument for me. Let's go. Let's get some beers.
I named my youngest boy Atlas, and my dad can't stand it.
Well, that is an effed up name, so.
What is wrong with you? You just keep
doing
it.
I mean, what a name to saddle a kid with, you know? It's a big name. Held up Atlas. I mean, come on. Holding up the world.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good luck, kid.
Schneid equals S word plus slide.
Where'd the end come from?
I don't know.
Slide would work, but.
In Hawaii, everything goes at strip clubs. Drinking beer plus naked women. Fun times.
All right. Oh. Well, there's another reason to go to Hawaii. I'll add that to my list.
Anybody ever stripped in Hawaii?
Not me.
I haven't.
Me. Me either.
Me neither. Yeah. Well, I got naked on a beach once, but that doesn't count.
Sure it does.
All right.
Good job, buddy.
Then I stripped in Hawaii.
You're the one.
There are two strip clubs in Vegas that are grandfathered in, fully nude and liquor.
Oh.
Anybody ever stripped at the strip clubs in Vegas?
That are fully nude and liquor?
Not me.
Not me either.
I haven't.
Not me.
Oh. 408 says, Yuzi's right. The pink poodle is fully nude.
I knew it was one of those.
Uh-huh. Anybody ever stripped at the pink poodle?
Not I.
Not me.
Oh,
not
you
me.
Did? Yuzi said I?
Not
That's
me.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Not me.
You haven't stripped at the pink poodle?
No.
Oh. 415 says, Yuzi, I thought you were going to tell us all about your dancing days at some point. Come on! That was from 415.
When are you going to tell us about them? Like, what, the day before we retire?
Not me.
She'd own it, baby. Be proud.
Yeah.
Omen is in the room with her, so he has to be really careful. We can bar the door in here.
If she's been asked to stop pooping by the family and won't, I'd start asking the husband more questions.
Oh. Oh. Very interesting. I leave it to our texters, man. They always see right through the whole thing. Yeah. She's pooping on her ex's lawn.
Do you really think it could come to that?
I do.
Really?
Oh. Hell hath no fury.
That's what that can't comes
sure.
from.
Because why else
women
would you
are
keep
known
doing
to
it?
Start pooping in your yard.
And I'll bet you he went out there to confront her. And he's like, you know, kids and wife, stay in here. I'll go out and confront her.
Oh, you
about
think
it.
He did it?
And he went out and went, Jesus, what are you doing? She goes, and I'm going to be back every day. Every day. And I just dare you to say something to me. Because I'll go knock on your door and ask, use your bathroom. I wonder if your wife will let me. Hmm, huh? You think so? Huh?
That's probably not true.
I think that's it. I think that texture just totally solved
what else can
the
mystery.
831 says,
who would do that?
Maybe the poop lady is a scorned lover getting revenge on the lawn of a man who won't leave his wife.
Yeah, you see that? Mm-hmm. There it is. Oh, it's good.
Running actually makes you poop. If you're a runner, you just prepare. I have a poo emergency tree, says 408.
Oh, boy. Hits him at the same time. The same damn time every day.
An air rifle would fix that problem.
An air rifle?
Yeah, shoot her with a BB gun is
yeah,
what
but
that person's
then she'll
saying.
Get you for assault or something. You got to just, somebody else had turned the hose on her. I think that's the way.
Oh, yeah, the sprinklers. Yeah.
707, you're worse than the lady. Come on, 707.
We're worse than the lady?
Why?
Fix your game, would ya?
What?
I'm looking that way at all of the 707s. That's the direction, right?
More or less.
I would pick her poop up and throw it at her. You're worse than she is.
Oh, you're saying she's worse. I thought she was saying we were worse. I'm like,
no.
We
707 is saying I would pick up her poop and throw it at her.
You see,
that is worse than the one doing it in the first place.
I still say you just need an experienced cowboy. Lasso her. Pull her down into her own stuff. And
oh,
then call
really?
The police. Yeah, that's
because that's what you want.
Yeah.
All right. 4 and 5 says the woman is likely mentally ill. That makes more sense than any of the nonsense you people have come up with.
It's us.
Runners do get IBS type syndromes.
Has to happen right now.
I've run since I was in high school. I've never crapped myself or in anyone's lawn. Stop it with your excuses
to duke
outside.
Just because you were lucky enough not to get IBF syndrome symptoms, you know.
You crack yourself up, huh?
Well, you know what's funny is I'm laughing at you laughing. Mm-hmm. Normally you say don't do that, but you secretly laugh to yourself.
Oh, she loves it. She just tries to be righteous.
Hold it in, Yuzi.
Yeah,
hold
Don't laugh, Yuzi.
Oh, I won't.
Look at her though. Her cheeks are hurting her. They're actually starting to cramp up.
They are.
I can see it.
No, but you're not supposed to do that, Ron.
Well,
that's enough.
All right.
That's starting to get excessive.
You're right.
That's the key word, everyone.
Oh, excessive is the key word?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want no trouble.
Mm-mm.
Right? We don't want no trouble.
No trouble.
Did Bonnie hear that story about the Narcos location scout found dead in Mexico?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
there
that's
was a
real life.
Couple day lag time in the reporting of that, too. They were saying it was shady. I didn't see what was shady about it, but they're saying... There might be more to that story than...
Oh, really?
Maybe. That it took a couple days for that to get out. Like, I don't know if they didn't know he was missing or if they didn't want to report him missing or... Mm-hmm. He was looking for locations and...
Yikes. They cut his throat?
Oh, I don't know how he died. I just heard
he
died.
There was bullets all over the car.
Oh,
oh Lord. Yeah. So he was involved in some stuff. One of the Narcos guys.
Well, or maybe not.
Or maybe.
Maybe he just found himself. You know what? I actually have been pulled over by police and the guy's like, you ran that stop sign. I'm all, which one? There's none out here. We're all alone. There's no stop sign. Point to it. You're coming with me. I'm like, dude, there's no, what the? And that's the police.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't up to no good. I mean, I was probably up to no good, too, but I didn't run any stop sign because there was none there.
Yeah. Maybe.
God.
I don't know. It does seem like a car riddled with bullets, though, is pretty questionable.
Yuzi wants you to make more fart noises.
No.
She's trying. She's holding it in.
No, I'm done.
You're making the monster mad.
Okay, we're done. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show where things are super comfortable. There's nothing but love. No one tortures anyone on this show.
You know what? Yay! I've decided I want to come clean with you.
Oh.
If I could.
Absolutely, Vinny. That's what this show's for. It's cathartic to let your friends in.
I feel like if I tell my truth, it will set me free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that I'll be able to live a better life, sleep better.
Oh, sure.
I'll be happier.
It's safe here.
How could you be much happier?
I know. You're so happy.
Yeah. Well, here's
the thing. It does seem like if you got any happier... I might have to go hiking with you.
It's been a long time that I've been keeping the secret that I used to be a stripper.
Oh, really?
I did. I used to strip for a living. I actually was really good at it.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I've seen your moves. Were you young with money trouble?
Well, yeah. I was trying to pay my way through school and, starting an early career in radio isn't
easy.
There's
no shame in that. We do what we got to do.
You do. And I, you know what? The truth is, I had fun.
And I'm sure you got lots of tips.
I had people, big fans.
People would probably come from far and wide.
Sure.
It's a good story.
Go on.
I just wanted to share and let you guys know that that's finally off my chest.
What was your best night?
My best stripping night was $23.
$23. Wow. Mm. Boy, how could anyone make that much money in one night?
One night.
I wonder if anyone's ever made more money than that in one night. Like, what do you think would be a good night for, like, us? I mean, 18?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
It is hard.
Is it hard to say?
Yeah, I just don't know.
What do you think?
You don't know?
I mean, for male strippers, it's harder than for girl strippers, you know.
Maybe.
So it's just harder. It's harder for a guy.
Why is that?
It's just, you know, they don't get the kind of money, the payouts.
Was it a gay strip club?
It was. Well, I did a bunch of clubs around the Bay Area.
You weren't choosy about it.
The Pink Poodle, some...
Oh, I didn't know they had male strippers.
They have male nights?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's old. It's an old story from a long time ago. But
well, you must feel great. It must feel so great.
I do feel
finally
a lot
get that
better
off your chest.
That
is so exciting.
It's something I've kept from you for way too long. Mm. And you guys, I believe that you love me and accept me for who I am and how I am and what it took to get me here today.
Bravo.
What stopped you in the past? Was it that you were worried that loved ones in your life might have something to say about it?
Wait, what's the question?
What held you back for so many years before you told us?
Well, if I'm honest, I feel pressure from the people in my life who might think differently of me. Mm. I wouldn't want people to look bad on me.
But how could they? Look at the person you've become.
Because I'm blessed with a killer body and I cashed in.
It's not your fault.
Like $20 a night, dude.
Dude, it's hard to say no, that kind of cash.
All I have to do is undress.
Who could blame you?
Nobody.
Who could blame you? You're right. So we're off to do a secret show now. You excited about the secret show, Yuzat? Should be really fun, huh?
Oh, my head.
Did you just hit your head?
Good job, guys.
Thanks, Yuzi. Great show, everyone. Woo! Scott's going to join us for the secret show. Nice. Find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. She going to hit me right now?
Behind me.
See you tomorrow. Maybe.
Let me grab that cord around your neck.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.